motivation behind law-breaking is idolatry. We never break the commandments without breaking the first one. Why do we fail to love or keep promises or live unselfishly? Of course, the general answer is because we are weak and sinful. But the specific answer in any circumstance is that there is something you feel you must have to be happy, something that is more important to your heart than God Himself. In our opening scenario, Debbie desperately wanted to get married. Marriage was more than a dream for her. It had become a blinding obsession. She wanted to be married more than she wanted to obey God. Idols are not necessarily bad in and of themselves. Many of our counterfeit gods are actually good things, which is why we pin our hopes and dreams on them. But even the best things in life can never replace God. Sin, therefore, is not just a matter of doing bad things or breaking God's rules. Sin is letting a good thing become an ultimate thing, and therefore taking the place of God in our lives. Serious affront to God. Idolatry is an insult to God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 14 through 15 warns, "You shall not go after other gods, for the Lord your God in your midst is a jealous God. Lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and he destroy you from off the face of the earth." The Bible is adamant that God alone is worthy of our praise and adoration. "There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God." Psalm 81, verses 9 through 10. See also Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. Acts chapter 10, verses 25 through 26. And Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Believers cannot tolerate idolatry, no matter how subtle or innocuous it may seem. Nothing can or should take the place of God in our lives. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, his main objective was to get Christ to fall down and worship Satan. In reply, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. There's no way Jesus would exchange the glory of God for anything Satan could offer. Idols lie. Idols are dangerously deceptive. They disrupt rational thinking, distort our feelings, and render us blind to reality. Beware of the hidden lies behind every false god. They insist we need them. Idols brainwash us into thinking we absolutely need them, whatever the cost. That's why we become obsessed.